Praise God.
Are you ready for the word today? Are you ready for the word today? Can we just close our eyes a minute?
Yeshuvin snehatha enullam pongune Yeshuvin snehatha enullam pongune tan sneha madhuryam chindadidamatre tan sneha madhuryam chindadidamatre ayatra modame Yeshuvin snehame ayatra modame Yeshuvin snehame ayadinadyame jivida bhagyame ayadin dhyaname jivida bhagyame Yeshuvin snehatha ennullam pongunne Yeshuvin snehatha ennullam pongunne tan sneha madhuryam chindadidamatre tan sneha madhuryam chindadidamatre logasthabenamun enneyum kandal
chandu vada
logasthabenamun enneyum kandallo logathil vannuta jeevane thannallo logathil vannuta jeevane thannallo yatrayo shreshthama sorgiya philiya yatrayo shreshthama sorgiya philiya enneyum yogyena enniya snehame enneyum yogyena enniya snehame yeshuvin snehatha ennullam pongunne yeshuvin snehatha ennullam pongunne tan sneha madhuryam chindadidamatre tan sneha madhuryam chindadidamatre albhuda snehama shorkiya danatta albhuda snehama shorkiya danatta sampurna rakidum enneye tanne po shorkiya enneyo tanne po shatruvam enneyum tan sondamakkiya shatruvam enneyum tan sondamakkiya sneha swaroopame adulya snehame sneha swaroopame adulya snehame yeshuvin snehatha yeshuvin snehatha ennullam pongunne tan sneha madhuryam chindadidamatre tan sneha madhuryam chindadidamatre கர்த்தாவின் குஞ்ஞாட்டின் கல்யாண நாளதில் கர்த்தாவின் குஞ்ஞாட்டின் கல்யாண நாளதில் காண்டேயாய் தன் முன்பில் என்னையும் நிறுத்துவான் காண்டேயாம் தன் முன்பில் என்னையும் நிறுத்துவான் பாடுகள் குரூரமம் யூதர கோராமம் பாடுகள் குரூரமம் யூதர காரணமில்லாது சாஹிச்ச ஸ்நேகமே காரணமில்லாது சாஹிச்ச ஸ்நேகமே யேசுவின் ஸ்நேகத்தா என்னுள்ளம் பொங்குந்தே யேசுவின் ஸ்நேகத்தா என்னுள்ளம் பொங்குந்தே தன் ஸ்நேக மாதுரியம் சிந்தாதிதாமத்ரே தன் ஸ்நேக மாதுரியம் சிந்தாதிதாமத்ரே ஆயத்ர மோதமே யேசுவின் ஸ்நேகம் ஆயத்ர மோதம் யேசுவின் ஸ்நேகம் ஆயாதின் ஓ ஆயாதின் ஜீவித பாக்கியமே யேசுவின் ஸ்நேகத்தா என்னுள்ளம் யேசுவின் ஸ்நேகத்தா என்னுள்ளம் தன் ஸ்நேக மாதுரியம் சிந்தாதிதாமத்ரே தன் ஸ்நேக மாதுரியம் சிந்த ഉണ്ടാകാതെ അക്കാരങ്ങൾ ഉയർന്നിരിക്കൽ കൂടി. യേശുവിൻ സ്നേഹത്താ എന്നുള്ളം പൊങ്ങുന്നേ, തൻ സ്നേഹമാധുര്യം ചിന്താതീതാമത്തേ.
Let's give up a big hand to Jesus Christ. Father God, we come to the throne of grace in the name of your Son and our Savior, Jesus Christ. We come here to listen from you, Lord. Now speak to us, O God. Speak to our hearts. Bless us all together. Pour out your Holy Ghost that will touch our hearts and soul. Speak your word to us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Today, I am going to talk to you about our position in Christ. What is our position in Christ? There are so many things that we can talk about it, and people talk about it, but I want to talk to you about biblically who am I in Christ? And if I am not in Christ, who should be I in Christ? ക്രിസ്തുവിൽ ഉള്ള എൻ്റെ സ്ഥാനം എന്താകുന്നു? ഇനി ഒരുവൻ ക്രിസ്തുവിൽ അല്ലെങ്കിൽ ഇന്ന് സുനിശ്ചിതമാക്കി പോണ ഇവിടുന്ന് നമ്മുടെ സ്ഥാനം ക്രിസ്തുവിൽ എന്തായിരിക്കണമെന്ന്. അങ്ങനെ ദൈവവചന ധ്യാനത്തിലേക്ക് ഒന്ന് പോകാം. ലെറ്റ്സ് ഗോ ടുഗദർ. ഐ വോണ്ട് ടു ടോക്ക് ടു യു അബൌട്ട് വാട്ട് ക്രൈസ്റ്റ് ഈസ് ഫസ്റ്റ്, ദെൻ വി വിൽ ടോക്ക് അബൌട്ട് വാട്ട് വി ആർ. ഓക്കെ, സോ Calvarians should bear with me today a little bit. I won't be going with my natural style that I do, a little slow so that it will be easy for everybody to understand. All right? So let me go with this. First of all, who Christ is for the kingdom of God. Ephesians chapter 2 and verse 20 says this. We are built on the foundation of apostles and prophets with Christ Jesus himself as chief cornerstone. Who is Jesus in the kingdom of God? Jesus is the chief cornerstone. I know most of the students or young people who are born and raised in America, you might not know the importance of this cornerstone thing, because nowadays you don't see those things. So this was written, the Bible was written in very ancient time, where some of the circumstances that you need to understand what you mean by that. So during the time of this writing, when people build their houses, it was not like how people built houses in America. We bring the whole house and we establish somewhere. We bring the whole thing, right? We bring the whole ready-made wall and just fix that up there. But earlier days, when they used to build their houses, the first thing that they do is that they find a corner. And they will mark, or they will keep a big stone in the corner. And with that corner, they will start arranging other stones, and there will be a plumb line in their hand, and they will measure the whole thing, the line, and they will keep it straight. So based on that stone, they will mark all other stone, and from that stone they will lay stones over that. So cornerstone, so marking a cornerstone was an important thing in olden days. I have seen in my olden time, when our houses were built, during that time, that was a time where we were new in faith, and we didn't know how to do kind of things and all. And I saw the engineer, he was a Christian, and this engineer came and he marked up everything, and the foundation was dug, and there was a deep foundation, and this engineer made sure that he separated a stone there, and he marked a cross on that stone. And then I was a little boy, I didn't know anything, I was not a pastor, nothing, so I was just seeing what's happening. He marked a cross, and then he bought that stone, and he made the pastor or whoever was the reverend that time to place this stone and pray over that stone.
That was the beginning project of that house. So it was not that old, but even in this century, people do this back in India. I don't know about Jamaica, if they do that. They do that in Jamaica? No, they don't do that. But back in India, this is something that we do. And now this has become a ministry. This has become a ministry. I don't know what's a groundbreaking, there is a ministry, and then there is a ministry of stone, what should I say? Stone placing a ministry. Oh, wow. It's a festival, it's a ministry. I don't recommend all these things. Please don't do that. It's not biblical. Then Bible has nothing to do with this. Okay. So they do this, and then cornerstone decides the unity of other stones. It decides how other stones are laid. Now, Bible is told Bible is written during those times with cornerstone was so important. And Bible says, when you are the temple of God, make sure who is the cornerstone. It is Jesus Christ. No other stone can be your cornerstone. It is only Jesus Christ. I want to remind my church and everybody who is listening here. Your pastor cannot be your cornerstone. Your priest cannot be your cornerstone. No other person can be your cornerstone. Your parents cannot be cornerstone. If there is a cornerstone of your life, let that be Jesus Christ. Can somebody today acknowledge that? Hallelujah. Give your life to Jesus. Say that, Lord, you are my cornerstone. Everything that builds around me now, it will be built around you now. Amen. Every decision I make because I have a cornerstone. Right? So whenever you decide something, when you make a decision, when you do something, when you want to build a house, if you want to marry, if you want to go for next school, if you go for job, all these things should have one point, and that is Jesus Christ. Everything of my life will be built around that. So Jesus is our cornerstone. So who are we then? If Jesus is the cornerstone, who are we? Let's go. 1 Peter chapter 2 and verse 5. Who are we? And, come on, let's read together. And you are living stones that God is building into his spiritual temple. So if Jesus is the cornerstone, who am I? Who are you? Living stone. And who is our foundation? Jesus Christ. We are builded on that. So if we are the temple, Bible says you are the temple of God. If we are the temple of God, Jesus is our cornerstone and we all are living stones. Amen? Are you proud to be a stone with this cornerstone? Amen? I am so blessed to be called as a living stone where Jesus is the cornerstone. I am proud to be called as a living stone. Jeeva kalligalaki maatiya devathe ona stotram cheyan pattumo marichavarum maunadile imirikkina aarum devathe stuthikkaadirikkumbol jeevanulla deshathil jeevanulla dehigalai nam devathe aaradhikkan vendi kadannu vandha deivamakkale jeevanulla kalligalaki avan maatiyanai namukku devathe stuthikkam. We all were dead
one time. We were dead in sin. So everybody who is a sinner is a dead person. We were dead, but thanks be unto the Lord that this Lord has given us life through Jesus Christ. We are living because of Jesus Christ. We are there today because we have a cornerstone. You know, what is the confidence that we will not move? We always say, I will not be moved. Nothing can move me. Why? Why? My cornerstone is Jesus Christ. That's why Paul says, who can separate me from the love of God? Neither death, nor heights, no famine, no pain, no sorrow. Nothing can separate me from the love of Jesus Christ. Even though we are devastated, even though we went through pain, we are devastated. But what makes us to come and sit here and to worship God? That is because we all have a solid foundation. And the foundation is Jesus Christ. Can you give God glory, honor, and praise? Our cornerstone is Jesus Christ. So this is so we are in this temple. He is cornerstone and I am the living stone. Now listen.
our position in Christ. Our position in Christ. 2 Corinthians 5:17 says, and let's read it together. I want you all to read it loud. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. All things are passed away. Behold, all things becomes new. Malayalathil, oruvan Kristuvilayal, avan pudhiya srishtiyagunnu. Padayathellam kazhinju poyi. Idha sagaladum. So, let's begin from there. My position in Christ is I am a new creature. Njan oru pudhiya srishtiya. Can you believe that? Can you believe that today? Amen. Every day is a new day. Every day is a new day. Every day it's a new grace. Every day it's a new mercy. If you have messed yesterday, that's fine. Today is a new day. And you are a new creature. Ella divasam pudhudaya oru divasam pudhiya srishtima. Amen. So everybody who has received Jesus Christ as personal savior, you are a new creature. Amen. Yeshuvine kaikollavar ellavaru pudhiya srishtiya. So my position in Christ is I am brand new. I mean, my parents won't say I'm new. My friends will not say I'm new. Oh, I'm old. I'm 46 years old. How can I be new? But every day, Christ reminds me, you are new. That makes me to worship this God with truth and spirit. That gives me the confidence to come to the throne of grace. I might have messed up. There may be so many things that I have done wrong. But today is a new day and I'm a new creation in Jesus Christ. Pudhiya srishtikalagana devumakkal devathe stotram cheya pattumo. What a marvelous hope that we have. God is not counting your yesterday. He is counting your today. He is not counting your yesterday. He is counting your today. My position in Christ is I am perfectly new. Now, you know, I want to tell you about this position. This position is something that is not visible. It is invisible. For example, I'm new. It's not written over my overhead. It's a new arrival, nothing. But it is an invisible. I am holy. Are you holy? Are you holy? You don't have the confidence. I am holy, not because of my work, but because of Jesus Christ, I am holy. Oh, yes. Oh, yes, 100% I'm holy. Are you holy? Because of Jesus Christ. Are you justified? Yes, I am justified. I am sanctified. I am as brand as new as a newborn baby when I stand in front of my Lord because I am washed by His precious blood. Can somebody praise God? And today, that blood is available. If you don't have a confidence, oh, I don't know, man. I've committed so many mistakes. I'm telling you, this is a good day for you. Apply the blood of Jesus Christ in your life. This can wash you and make you white as snow. This is the hope of a Christian. We will never trash you. God will never trash you. God will never reject you. He will say, anybody, I don't care, you're a Christian, Hindu, Muslim, you're a Jew or an atheist, come unto the Lord. He is ready to wash you and make you as white as snow. All right? So my position is not visible. My position is not. Your position is not visible. Second, our positions are not progressive. Like, today I am this much. Tomorrow I will be this much in Christ. No. Our position is same. It is not progressive. One time we are positioned with Christ, He positions as sons and daughters. Amen. There is no progressive position in Christ. And I want to tell you something more. You know, our position is not made on our human merit. Oh, I am so close to God because I look good. No. I'm educated. No. Your merits have nothing to do with position. It's only one thing, that Jesus gave His life for you. Amen. Amen. for all of us, he gave his life for us. So our positions are that way. So what devil is trying to do? What devil is trying to do is that he don't want you to know your position. He always tried to show what you are not in Christ. Every day he will bring and show circumstances. Oh, see, you're messed up. You are good for nothing. You're messed up. He will come and say, look on you. Who you are. Man, you didn't even pray today. Are you coming to church? Look on you. This is what enemy will continuously do. He will try to show what you are not. But a believer should be reminded of who you are. Who you are. Remind him when he comes and tells you, you have not done this, you didn't do that, you are not good, you don't look good, you are not like pastor, you are not like church people, you are this and that. Remind him who you are in Jesus Christ. Can somebody rise up to say that? I am a brand new creation in Jesus Christ. You be better God of yourself. I am a new creation in Christ. I know whom I serve. I know who is my Redeemer. My Lord is my Redeemer. So tell, show him. So in order to show who you are, you need to know who you are, right? Right? Okay. So 2 Timothy, let's go for the first thing. 2 Timothy chapter 1 and verse 9. It's written, he gave us grace in Christ Jesus before the ages. So when did you receive grace? When did you receive grace? Before even you were born, not just born, before ages began. Malayalathil aa vaakyam enganaanu? Sagala kaalathinu munbe so this grace was given even before the ages. Now, I want every young people to listen to this. When Satan comes and talks to you, evil spirit comes and talks to you, that you did this and you did that, you are so bad, you didn't do good, and you didn't do this, and didn't do that. Remind that Satan, remind that enemy that you have received grace even before the ages started. Tell him, even before you were called as Satan, and when you were in the heavenly realms worshiping my master, I was in his eyes. I was in his eyes. Pishaje, nee pishajai maari enna munbey thanne nee swargathile ende devathe aaradhichondirunna samayathe ende devam enne kandathaanennulla position avane onnu manasaki kodukka enne devam aadil kribeyil aakkira shesham nee pishajai maariyathu angane ninde seniority kaattilum veliya seniority enikkundanna inna pishajane vilichu parayamengil innu njan ningalodu vilichu parayatte aa devam ningale belapaduthum. Can you remind Satan that my seniority in Christ is bigger seniority than you have a seniority as being a devil? You think you are senior than me? No. Even the ages, even before the ages, I was in his mind. Remind him the seniority. When you know, I don't know, back in Malayalam, we used to say this. പോപ്പിനെയും കൊണ്ട് ചൊല്ലി പോപ്പിനെ ചൊല്ലി പഠിപ്പിക്കാൻ വരില്ല, അല്ലെങ്കിൽ അച്ഛനെ ചൊല്ലി പഠിപ്പിക്കാൻ വരില്ല എന്ന് പറയാം അല്ലേ. അച്ഛനെ എന്ത് കുർബാന പഠിപ്പിക്കാൻ വരില്ല, പിശാജ് പറയണം നീ എന്നെ പഠിപ്പിക്കാൻ വരണ്ട എന്ന് പറയാം. അവന് മുഖം നോക്കി പറയണം നീ എന്നെ പഠിപ്പിക്കാൻ വരണ്ട. ഐ നോ ഹു ആം ഐ ഇൻ ക്രൈസ്റ്റ്. വി നീഡ് സം പീപ്പിൾ ടു ടോക്ക് ബാക്ക് ടു ദിസ് എനിമി. വി നീഡ് സം പീപ്പിൾ ടു ടോക്ക് ബാക്ക് ടു ദിസ് എനിമി. ആമേൻ. യു ആർ പൊസിഷൻഡ് ഇൻ ക്രൈസ്റ്റ് ബിഫോർ ദ ഏജസ്. ആമേൻ. ആൻഡ് ദെൻ let's go a little faster. Ephesians 1:4. Now read it. Let's read together. God chose us in Christ before. So he gave grace before the ages. He made a choice before the foundation of the world. Before even the world's foundation was laid, I was there. Amen. So your position in Christ is that strong. It's that strong. Nobody can take that seniority. You know what? You cannot, You cannot sell your birthright. Right? You cannot sell your birthright. Esau tried to do that. But you cannot sell your birthright. I mean, you are older, you are older. Never in your life you will be, you can change that, right? The firstborn in the house, you cannot change that. The secondborn in the house, you cannot change that. Unfortunately, you cannot change this. You cannot change that, right? So whoever is firstborn is firstborn. Whoever is secondborn is secondborn. Tell Satan, I am the firstborn in Jesus Christ. Amen. That gives you a power. That gives you authority because there is a birthright within you. Amen. And then what is my position in Christ? Go with Romans chapter 8, verse 38 and 39. I am sure that neither death nor life, nor angels nor rulers. Come on, read it together. Nor things present, nor things to come, nor powers, nor height, nor depth, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus. Do you know what is your position in Christ Jesus? It says, death cannot separate you, life cannot separate you, and who else? Come on, angels cannot separate you. Rulers cannot separate you. Things in the present cannot separate you. Even whatever comes in the future cannot separate you. And then what? Nor powers. You count any power. Superpower, atomic power, what power? Satanic power, whatever you want to say. Witchcraft, voodoo, whatever you want to say. It's not going to separate me. That is your position in Jesus Christ. Amen. See, we all live, we all talk about position in Christ inside the church. And when we are outside the church, we will talk about position in church. Hello? Right? When we are inside the church, we will talk position in Christ. When we are outside the church, we will talk about position in the church. Let's talk about position in Christ. All right? Let's talk. Think about position in Christ. Now, think about this. Me and JV, we are good friends. And we are friends. We may be like nappy friends, like great bonding. But our friendship can be separated at any point of time if somebody else can do a manipulation in that. But Christ is telling, no matter who manipulates, you will never be separated from my love. Nobody who manipulates, you will never be separated from my love. We all, see, husband and wife, we all are, there are people, I mean, you know, you are very scared about what I'm talking to my wife, what I'm talking to my husband. There are very security measures that you take. Oh, so many security measures. You don't want to hurt them by in any way. You don't want to appreciate anybody else, you know, in front of them. There are so many security measures that you take, right? So, the reason is that there's an insecurity inside us. When if I say something, I don't know what she is going to respond or what he is going to respond. There is an insecurity measure. But here, Christ is saying, there is no insecurity measure in that. Don't be insecure because you are positioned with Christ eternally. Amen? Can you read Ephesians? Can you read Ephesians 1:7? In Christ, we have redemption through his blood and forgiveness of our... Now listen. Nobody can forgive your sins. In this world, nobody can forgive your sins. You can come to me and tell all your grievances and your sin to me. I will hear everything and will say, oh, I will pray for you. I don't have authority to forgive your sin. There's only one person who can forgive your sin, and that is Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. You can always come to me for counseling. That's good. You can come to me for counsel. I can counsel you. But who forgives you is Jesus Christ. And today also, his forgiveness is open. Everybody in this place, let's talk to that Lord. Our position is, we can directly say our things to our Lord. You know, and then 2 Corinthians 5:21. Why we can do that? Why we can do that? 2 Corinthians 5:21. Let's read together. For our sake, God made Christ to be sin. Who knew no sin, so that in him we might become the righteousness of God. So we become righteous not because of worship, coming on Sunday service. We become righteous not because we are singing songs. We become righteous not because of you are sharing your grievances to me. We become righteous because Christ was made to be sin who knew no sin. He is the second in Trinity. God the Father sent his only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, to this world so that he will die so that we can live. We all were born sinners. We all were supposed to go to hell. But you know what God did? Instead of sending us to hell, he sent his Son to go to hell. And his Son, Jesus Christ, came into this world, lived for 33 and a half years. He loved the sinners, hated sin, but he loved the sinners. And he healed the sick, raised the dead, performed miracles. And he took all of our sins and got into the cross of Calvary, gave his life as ransom for us. People thought everything is done. They buried him. And Roman soldiers, they thought the history is over. But on the third day, oh, he wrote a new history. On the third day, Jesus Christ, who raised from the dead, he came out of the grave. He broke the seal of the grave. And this Jesus Christ who came into this world and he gave this new life and he appeared to his disciples, lived on this earth for 40 more days, and he went to heaven and he said, as I go, I am coming back again to gather them who are the living stones with the cornerstone. Can somebody praise God? Can somebody worship God? Can somebody lift the name of Jesus? If you believe this story, if you believe this, give God glory, honor, and praise. Give up a big hand to Jesus Christ. Oh, Rabbanashi. This Jesus says, I have positioned you. Brothers and sisters, if you never knew that you have a position like this, today is the best day. Today is the best day. And with this position, he is saying, and I will close with this. Galatians 3:26. Let's read this. In Christ Jesus, you all are, okay, daughters also, right? You all are sons and daughters of God through, you know what is your position? You are sons and daughters. When enemy is trying to attack you, tell him and remind him about this. If you don't know who you are, then you will not be successful in your spiritual life. We need to know who we are. We are positioned eternally. And nobody, God himself told, even angels cannot separate you. Forget about your pastor. Forget about your reverend. Forget about your family. Forget about your friends. God is saying, even superpower angels, superpowers, they cannot separate you. Isn't it a great position? Do you want to get into that position? You may be a church-going person from a long time, and if you have never heard this before, or even if you have heard and you forgot this, can you reposition yourself to Jesus Christ? Every time when I look, I reposition myself. I say, Lord, thank you for reminding me. Close your eyes, every eyes. Our position in Jesus. Why God is reminding this? Like I say every time, we don't know what is in store for tomorrow. We don't know if we will be there next week. But before we leave this sanctuary, can we make sure our position is secure in Jesus Christ? Again, I want to tell you, church, this Jesus loves you. He can cleanse you. He wants to position you. And if you would like to reposition yourself one more time, rededicate your life one more time, as I every time ask, will you lift your hands in the presence of the Lord? You may be a believer, non-believer, Christian, non-Christian. I don't care. That's perfectly fine. Reposition ourselves, lifting up Jesus Christ. Will you lift your hands in the presence of everybody? Every eyes to be closed. Lift your hands in the presence of the Lord. I want you all to stand in the presence of the Lord one more time. As the choir leads us in worship,
I want you all to surrender your life to Jesus. I want every eyes to be closed, please. Every eyes to be closed. And will you lift your hands up? Say that, Lord, I position myself in Christ. I position myself in Christ. Oh, Jesus, Lord. Hallelujah. Every eye is to be closed. And lift your hands, please. Let enemy see that. Let enemy see that. Let enemy know that you have already known your position now. ഇത്രയും സാത്താൻ മനസ്സിലാക്കിയിട്ടില്ല. സാത്താൻ നിങ്ങളെ നിങ്ങളുടെ പൊസിഷനെ മറപ്പിക്കുവാനോ അത് മറന്നിരിക്കാൻ വേണ്ടി അവൻ ചിന്തിച്ചു. ചെയ്യിപ്പിക്കുക. അവനെ നോക്കി പറ എനിക്ക് എൻ്റെ കാര്യം മനസ്സിലായി. കരങ്ങൾ ഉയർത്തി ധൈര്യത്തോട് പറ എനിക്ക് എൻ്റെ കാര്യം മനസ്സിലായി. പിശാജ് നീ ഇനി എൻ്റെയും എൻ്റെ കുടുംബത്തെയും തൊടുകയില്ല. നീ ഇനി തൊടുകയില്ല. നീ തൊടുകയില്ല. പിശാജ് എൻ്റെ കുഞ്ഞുങ്ങളെ നീ തൊടുകയില്ല. കമോൺ, ധൈര്യമായിട്ട് പോയി കരങ്ങൾ ഉയർത്തിക്കോ. ഐ വാണ്ട് സംബഡി ടു ടേക്ക് സംബഡി ഷുഡ് ടേക്ക് എ സ്റ്റെപ്പ് ഓഫ് ഫെയ്ത്ത് Somebody should take a step of faith. Parajayathina parampara ivda avasanippikanam. Chela parajayangal ivda avasanippikanam. Chela series of prashnangal inn ivda avasanippikanam. You need to restrict the series of sickness, a series of disaster, a series of tormentation that enemy is bringing in your life. You need to stop that. How will you stop? Reminding him about your position. Are you positioned in Christ? Then lift your hands and remind that. I want you to be strong. Come on, you need to say, Devil, get out of my house. Satan, get out of my family. Satan, get out of my church. Satan, get out of my kids. You cannot do this. You cannot stop me. Let me remind you, certain things that is happening again and again and again and again, this is something that you need to overcome. If it is happening on a regular random, if it is happening on a regular time, on a regular time period, let me tell you, this is something that you need to deal with. And how you're dealing? Commanding it in the name of Jesus Christ. You need to take a step of faith. I want somebody to lift your hands and take a step of faith. Talk. Come on, everybody. Talk to the Lord and talk to the enemy that I am positioned with Christ. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. You need to stop this, Satan. You cannot do this now. You cannot go and encroach my treasures. You cannot lay your hands on my inheritance that belongs to the Lord. I belong to the Lord. I am a living stone, and Jesus is my cornerstone. Remind it. Come on, remind it, church. Remind it, church. I am the living stone, and Jesus is my cornerstone. Oh, Rabakasha Shahadunabushi. I am the living stone. Come on, say, I am the living stone. Come on, say, I am the living stone. Jesus is my. Come on, everybody. Jesus is my. Come on, everybody. Jesus is my. You need to say this. Come on. Jesus is my.
Hallelujah.
And I am a.
Christ alone, on a stone, weak made strong, in the Savior's love, through the storm, He is Lord, Lord of all. Christ Savior's love through the storm, He is Lord, Lord of all.
Through the storms, you alone, you are the Lord. Keep lifting your hands. I want to pray for you. I want to pray for you. Come on. Every eye is to be closed. Lord Jesus, I bring all these hands and everybody who is watching and who are dedicating and committing their life. I am bringing all of them into your mighty hand, Lord. As they are lifting their hands, they are also lifting their hearts. And now, Lord, you, thank you for reminding us who are we in you. We one more time declare, you are our cornerstone and we are the living stones. Our position is inseparable. Our position is eternal. Nobody can stop us. Nobody can restrict us. Nobody can separate us. And now, Satan, we want to remind you, we are positioned in Christ. We are senior than you. You cannot do anything to us. We are saved even before the ages. We are chosen before the foundation. We were formed wonderfully and miraculously in the womb of our mother. We are positioned in Christ. Now you need to stop this blame game. You have no authority over here. We command you to get out of our bodies. Get out of our families. Get out from our schools. Get out from our states. Get out from our country. Get out from all these places. All these places belong to the Lord. All these people belong to the Lord. You need to get out of my house. You need to get out of my house. You need to get out of my people. These people are mine.
My hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and righteousness. I dare not trust the sweetest phrase, but only trust in Jesus' name.
Weak
made strong in the Savior.